Chapter 4. And so there must be in life something like a catastrophic turning point, when the world as we know it ceases to exist. A moment that transforms us into a different person from one heartbeat to the next. The moment when a lover confesses that there's someone else and that he's leaving. Or the day we bury a father or mother or best friend. Or the moment when the doctor informs us of a malignant brain tumor. Or are such moments merely the dramatic conclusions of lengthier processes? Conclusions we could have foreseen if we had only read the portents rather than disregarding them? And if these turning points are real, are we aware of them as they happen? Or do we recognize the discontinuity only much later in hindsight? These are questions that had never interested me before, and to which I had no answers. My father's disappearance, at any rate, was nothing of the kind. I loved my father. I missed him. But my life over the past 4 years wouldn't have played out any differently. It wouldn't have altered a single important decision if he had still been with us. At least, that's what I used to think. About a week ago, just after 8, when I came home from the office, the doorman called me back out of the elevator. It was pouring outside. My shoes were wet. I was freezing and couldn't wait to get to my apartment. "What is it?" I asked impatiently.
"Package," he said.
I glanced out the huge glass windows of the lobby into the street. The taillights of the cars glistened on the wet asphalt. I was dying for a hot shower and a cup of tea. The doorman handed me a bag containing a brown package about the size of a shoebox. I tucked it under my arm and rode up to my studio on the 35th floor. My father had bought it for me before I graduated from law school. I checked my answering machine. 2 messages. On the table was a stack of bills and junk mail. There was a lingering smell of cleaning chemicals, so I opened the balcony door.